Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Each and every Friday at 12 p.m. And you can catch the encore presentation on Sunday at 7 p.m. of all her classic interviews.
What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala. Yes, it's Thursday, but we have a special interview, a special drop in to the den today. But first of all, we want to give a shout out to MN Live Radio. We want to give a shout out to Making It Mag, and we want to give a shout out to two of our DJs today. We got McCool Moves in the mix, and we got DJ Bravo. Excuse me, it's Duval DJ Bravo, you guys. You can look him up. Been showing out, riding out with MN Live Radio during this quarantine. We've been doing big things. We've been moving throughout this. We appreciate everybody that's been showing us love and supporting us. It has been amazing, you guys. But right now, we have an interview with an artist by the name of RGB, and we're going to talk about his new hit called Woo. All right, you guys, here we go.
What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing. I am so glad that we finally get to do this interview. So you want to...
I thought the weather was gonna postpone it for a minute.
What, we on the inside? How would that happen?
Well, you know, storms, all kind of connection issues, you know how
that goes. Yeah. All right, well, you on my broadcast now. Welcome to Nala's Den. So you want to tell the people a little bit about yourself, what got you into music, how you started, you know.
Yeah, I'm RGB from the south side of Albany, Georgia. Albany, you know, some people say it all kinds of weird things, but yeah, I'm a producer, I'm an artist, I got my production company, System of Sound Entertainment. What got me into music was, I was in band, you know, for a while before I, you know, started playing football, and I played the East by Alto saxophone, and I used to just love hearing melodies and, you know, everything that was on the radio at the time. I was like, I wonder if I could actually do this outside of this E flat alto saxophone.
Right.
So yeah, my brother, he, you know, his one of his friends, they were rapping, and he let me hold his laptop. He had FL Studios, the old version. I was like, I went playing around on it. And I started working with an MPC, and I just fell in love with music. You know, it was always my first love. I played football after that because, you know, I was at school.
Right.
But, yeah, once I got to college, it was kind of like, go to school, get home, make music.
Wow.
And then practice for, you know, try to get on this football team. it was always music, football, and school for me.
That's what's up. Let me tell you what attracted me to you. You say you're into music. You have the energy for it. Like, you don't just make music. You have the I don't know the word. Like, you just have it to draw people in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, his video is so crunk.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, man. I've always been a lit person. That's just been me. You know, forever, I'm always lit. You know what I'm saying? That's just my personality.
That's a Georgia thing, right?
Yeah, that's a Georgia thing. We're wild down in South Georgia. We're wild.
Right. That's what's up. So I have a question for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, what does RGB stand for? And how did you even come up with that?
Okay. It stands for Real Gangsta's Brother.
Okay.
Right? And I guess, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory, you know, I'm the brother of who called The Real Gangster.
Right.
I got it from school, ninth grade. I walk in into art class, and I see this hole in the closet in the art class. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? And I was like, who is Art that? They had it labeled and everything. And RG on it. And I was like, oh, who is RG? So they start telling me a story about this guy. And it was like, hey, you know, this guy was in the class, and, you know, he was just, you know, he was a thug. He was turned.
Right, right.
You know, he had a quick temper and everything. And I was like, I sound like somebody I know.
Ooh.
So, you know, they was in class, and they was having a situation where one of my other brothers that was locked up. And you know how guys do, man. You know, we just not right sometimes. We do a lot of joking and stuff.
Right.
They was joking about my brother or whatever. And so my other brother, of course, you know, he got a quick temper. So he hopped up and was like, y'all gonna pay? And so they was like, and then he punched a hole in the cabinet. So it was bad. How that hoe got in the cabinet, and they labeled it Real Gangster, because that's pretty much what they called him every day. And then the art teacher was like, oh, you're RG's brother, so we're going to call you RGD.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's kind of so, cool. Yeah, yeah, that's a good story, something for you to live by. You know, you can't never forget that. That's a milestone.
Yeah,
I'm
never gonna forget that one.
That's what's up. Okay, so tell me a little about your music. Like, what type of style is your music? I'm gonna talk about your song, of course. Woo, it's stuck in my head every time I say your name now that I just have to sing the Woo song. But we're gonna talk about that in a minute. But anyway, so what got you into your type of style of music?
Well, I mean, just listening to music over the years and the music nowadays, the whole mumble rap situation, I'm not a mumble rapper.
Thank you.
I also have a nice flowing style. I like to change ups, you know, and you know, I use a little auto-tune on this music song, just a hint. I never really like to use auto-tune, but you know, it serves its purpose. Its purpose on certain songs. So I was like, okay, boom, and it's just a lot of fun music. Now, I got, you know, I'm from the hood, so at the end of the day, I have hood music. But for the most part, it's more so, you know, it's party, or like on my last song, ROI, Return on Investment, it was basically, I wanted to teach something.
Right.
You know, because you don't learn many things in the music we have today.
Right.
So I just wanted to, you know, I like to, like, slide a little bit of something in there. And, If you listen, I might slide every so often some type of anime quote in there.
Yes, and I was just gonna talk about that. That's why we're gonna talk about Woo. Okay, I like the fact that how you threw it back. Like, okay, it's like, okay, this is, you know, my lifestyle, but it kind of relates, you know, to some of us, you know, that grew up in the 80s, you know what I'm saying, that can relate to that type of stuff. And it's like, how? What? That is so crazy. His mentality is wild. Like, who would have just, you know, Ric Flair? Okay, so you want to tell us about Woo, you want to talk about the song, you know, because people probably think I'm crazy right now, because they probably heard it, but they're going to hear it today. But, you know, you want to tell us how you got up on that?
Okay, so, you know, we're in here doing the whole social distancing thing, COVID-19, so I'm sitting in the house, I'm like, oh, man, you know, we getting ready for it, but at the same time, I'm not going to go out there, so I'm like, okay, I need, you know, I was working on a whole nother song,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I started making a beat, and I was like, oh, man, forget the song I'm working on. This is something that I gotta do. I had already had it in my mind like a month before, like, okay, the idea, but I was like, all right, I'll put it away. I got another song that I'm working on. But then as soon as that beat came, I hopped on it. I was like, okay, this is how I'm gonna be popping out the house. When outside open back up.
Oh my gosh.
I'm popping out the house like, ooh.
Right. Like Ric Flair, right?
Like Ric Flair, right? And then, you know, the freezer line, I put that in there because, you know, if anybody ever seen, you know, Dragon Ball Z, they know that Frieza is always in the background somewhere.
Right, right.
Hey. In the background hating on somebody.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, so every time you see him, like they'll pan to him, but he's never like in front of anybody. He's always talking a lot of trash from somewhere.
I love it. That's what's up.
I threw that one in there.
That's what's up. Well, we're gonna be playing that on the podcast tonight. I will drop the full version of this, you know, interview at 12 a.m. So whoever's up, you know, the late nighters, they're going to catch it. If not, we're going to be promoting it throughout the week. But, yes, you know, this is for our wild listeners. They're getting the inside right now. I guess they can get that kind of treatment, you know. So, so after Wu, right, so do you have anything else big coming up or anything, you know, performances? Being that we're on quarantine and I know that's kind of hard, but, you know, what are the rest of your plans for 2020?
Well, seeing that 2020 started off so lit for me. I'm talking about starting January 1st, I was performing at Knockout Bar and Lounge with X Money. I was doing Cool Breeze, performing at the Stop Wasting Oxygen. Then I had the Rinse Out, I was on the radio on the Rinse Out. Then I had the iLounge Sound Capsule that I won. And then I ended up in Miami.
What?
For Super Bowl weekend. That's what that video was.
Yes.
I was in Miami for Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
Performing there at Miami Live. And then after that, I won the plug and play for Making It Mag.
Shout out to Making It Mag.
Yeah, then I got booked for the 24th. And then I had the show with my homie Yoshi, and they had that like rap. I'm sure you probably know who Yoshi is. Most people know who Yoshi is. But after that, I got selected for the $3,500 promo campaign with Making It Mag for the Samba song with Perfect. And then everything stopped right there. Like, literally, COVID-19, boom. Right? So, right now, what I'm just trying to do right now is, once outside open back up, you know, second wave, I'm gonna say second wave, because third wave on, you know, I ain't on that third wave.
At all. We ran straight in the house when they came. We jumped on lifeboats and everything when they came.
Right. So I've been getting on mixtapes. I've been getting on mix shows like DJ Kevin, the coordinator. I've been getting with him on some things. Just trying to stay active. You know, DJ Cutthroat, trying to get on his should be on his last social distancing mixtape tomorrow. Yeah. And after that, I kind of want to, probably going to have a performance coming at the, you know, once we figure out the details on a lot of other things.
Right.
As far as outside is concerned. And then I'm going to start working on shooting this music video for all this.
That's what's up. I love the fact that you're not just sitting still. That's motivation. That's one thing I'm like, okay, I wasn't quite ready for your interview because I wanted to study you a little bit more, but you forced me out there, and that's what you have to do out here in this industry. You know, you gotta force people to look at you, and you know, and I love the fact that you did that. I'm glad that I did it. You are an awesome person. But during this social distancing, if you could give out advice to the other artists that, you know, that's probably feeling like, man, everything messed up for me right now, you know, what kind of advice or motivation would you give them?
Well, we're not going to be in the house forever. And if you are in the house, there's always somebody ready to listen to you.
Thanks.
You know, so you got to stay on people. At the end of the day, you got to understand something. When you thought that everybody was ahead above you, COVID-19 put everybody on your level.
Thanks.
So you should you know what I'm saying, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. At the end of the day, if there's a DJ that you've been missing, if you've been wanting to talk to, guess what? He got time to listen to you right now. Now, don't do the regular thing like we all do. Well, not me, but most artists do. They slide in them DMs, send the link, hey, do this, hey, do
that. That is my pet peeve. You feel me? I hate that. Yes.
Yeah, that is a turn off.
Yes.
Yes. Like, so just, you know, just come at people, learn how to come at people correct, and then they'll want to deal with you afterwards. You know, you build, this is the time to build relationships.
Right, and that's how I feel as well, like, especially with communication, because social media, or, you know, a lot of stuff has had us so spoiled with, I ain't got to communicate, I can just do this, and, you know, but I feel like this is forcing us to build certain relationships with people. You have to reach out, you know what I'm saying? You have to do certain things to get where you want to be, and if you don't build your communication skills, you're going to be left. And I feel like that's what it is. Like, social distancing, you have to pick up the phone and call your people, because some people can't reach other people. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to FaceTime. We're going to, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what's up. I like that advice. I like it. So do you have anything that, like, inspire you, or what keeps you inspired or motivated as you go throughout your journey with your music? Like, what's your motivation? What's that?
My prime motivation, man, is, of course, my family. Right. My wife and kids.
Shout out to wifey, because that is a big support in this industry. Shout out to her. I got to stop you. Shout out to wifey, because, you know, that's a big sacrifice when your man is out here in this industry, you know what I'm saying? And y'all are so caught up in the studios, and, you know, it's just this and this and this, and I got to focus on this. So I got to give her a shout out, because, you know, without that support behind you, you know, you wouldn't be able to do what you do. So we love her. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, it's just, like, I'm not chasing fame, and I'm not really trying to chase dollars. None of that stuff really motivates me right now. But what's motivating me really, besides my family, is just, it's pure passion. You know, just the love for music. Like, I can go tomorrow and not make a dime, and still be doing music, and it feels good to me. You know, music is almost an emotion for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And or you just say my sixth sense is music.
Right.
It's just part of me, period.
Well, mine's is, yeah, I agree with you with that sixth sense, because mine's is, you know, being here and being able to build a platform for you guys. That's my passion. If I make a dollar tomorrow, if I don't make it, I just want to know that I'm helping, you know, you guys, because that's a big landmark there, you know, to know that when you do make it, it's like, oh my God, I remember I sat down with this guy and I had an interview, you know, and that's the landmark for me. So I understand your sixth sense at all the time.
Yeah.
that's my, you know, and that's what I live for, you know, not to be the first, you know, or fame or none of that. Like, some people be like, well, you can be interviewing such, and I'm like, that's not what I'm reaching for. If it happens, it happens, but I'm on the same level as some of these other people, and I want to keep that humbleness, you know, because I'm here for a reason. And I feel like if it was meant for me to be a father, you know, down the line, I would be there. So when it's time for me to get there, I get there. But right now, I'm, you know, catering to you guys and serving and loving what y'all do. It's a motivation for me, you know, just to hear y'all, especially right now, just to, like I said, to see you still moving, because I talk to some artists, or, you know, I go on their pages and I'm like, dang, you ain't posted nothing since last month. Like, got you down like that. You know, and a lot of people use finances. I don't have the finances. I don't have this. And I'm like, just to sit in your house and write a song and put together a TikTok or a promotion, like, that don't cost no money, you know? So, yeah. So, like, it's like, you got to be able to think within your mind to keep yourself moving as we sitting still. But I guess everybody don't have it, so you can't force it. So, you know, the advice you gave is awesome. It's awesome.
Well,
it's
I
awesome.
Do, listen, I just want to thank
But you got them good, that good support behind you. You know, Making It Mag has been supporting. I've been with them for a year. When I first got on, I was iffy. You know, especially with networking. I'm like, I'm not an artist. I'm not this. I'm like, what do I do to reach out to them? But I had to learn how to use my platform to work with you guys and build it. And, you know, just working with Kelby them and watching and just learning, it has been a motivation for me. So that is, like, one of the best platforms that I've been a part of. You know, versus what I'm already a part of. You know, it's hard to connect with people because they always think you're trying to jump on their wave or, you know, what they call it, steal their clout or clout chasing.
Wow.
Yeah, so, it you know, and it's like, I'm really trying to learn here. And, you know, people just take stuff to a whole nother level. So it's just like, okay, well, you already made it, so I need to work with people that's on my level. And I'm glad that I did, you know, join.
Yeah, that was the first thing I picked up on. Everybody who's a member, who's a full member, they're really serious.
Right.
About what they do.
Right, that's what's up. I'm learning that as well, you know, from you guys, your full members. Y'all rock, y'all love good leader, good exampleship. Keep doing what you're doing. Is you're building hope in other people, you know, if I could leave you with that advice. But I'm gonna let you go, but I have two big things to ask you, or one is a question and one is a shout out. But if you could perform anywhere in the world right now to reach out to a group of people or, you know, hype up that big crowd, where would it be and why?
Madison Square Garden, because it's been a dream.
And is that in New York City?
It hasn't been a lot of hip-hop artists to tell out the Garden.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to be one of those people. I just want to feel that energy. You know.
If you keep doing what you're doing and it gets bigger than where you're at right now, I believe you're going to make it, because you're not just reaching out to one type of crowd. You're reaching out to minorities. It's amazing. You're not just trying to make one style of music. Even though you say, I'm from the hood, I make hood music, it doesn't really sound like hood music. You know, you ain't got the guns and the shooting. You know the portrayal, yeah, of what people do. You know, so it's really creative. I love the what you're doing. Keep doing it. Get more creative as you go. Yeah, that I believe you could be there. I'm going to be looking out for that. We're going to be looking out for that. That's
okay,
good.
Okay.
Shout out to Eel
Boy also.
Shout out to Eel. He be working and networking every single 5 minutes of the day. That is an awesome thing. Yep. Anybody else would you like to give a shout out to? You know.
Shout out to Yoshi, Kevin Head, that can rap, Kelby Kim, the whole team, Making It Mad, my team, Greg, Kiki, Sam,
Terrence,
everybody, the whole team.
It's hard to remember everybody because somebody be like, man, you ain't say my name. Be like, bro.
I know, right, guys? The whole team. You know, I've been on the guys.
That's what's up. I appreciate you for joining me on In The Den today. I normally don't do night interviews, but I made special requests for you because you have been working. You pushing yourself. I am amazed. This interview is just overwhelming, you know, and I was really excited to do it. So before you go, you want to tell everybody where they can find you at, where we can look you up, where we can get that woo at, you know, where you want to tell us that?
I'm everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, RGB2602, and on this woo is all over the internet, everywhere. You can stream your music, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, Deezer, wherever you get music from, that's where you can go listen to it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Let me know.
No problem. Well, we just wrapped that interview up. As you can see, it went really, really well. RGV has great energy. Those are the type of artists that we need to represent, to lead, especially independent artists. We don't need that prideful mindset. We need the humbleness, because it's not easy, and you have to know, and you have to be able to take and lead at the same time to be a boss. You feel me? But right now, we're about to ride into his new hit. It's called Woo. Check it out.
The opps stay pissed, yeah. How I hold my wrist, like this. When I wanna flex, like coming out the house, like ooh, hey. Fresh out the box, like ooh, hey. Do the money dance, like ooh, hey. Feel like on a man, like ooh, on a man. You don't really care, like ooh, hey. Like red blood, like ooh, hey. Pressing on the bell, like ooh, yeah. I'm a pro player, like ooh, yeah. Pull up with a butter on the block, on the block. Know me, you know how I rock, yeah. All eyes on me, like pop.
Say what?
I don't know, I don't fuck with no opp. All about my dough like Glock. I'm about to put the game on lock.
Yeah.
Rapping on the beat like, yeah. Lil say I got a gin and say qua. Let the beat rock.
Hey.
It bouncing up and down like a seesaw.
Hey.
It's a lean like the top of a pizza. Hey. And these niggas stopping that sheet rock.
They
background hitting like Freezer. Get the steak out of box like E-er. Now the niggas got amnesia.
Hey.
Yeah, they don't wanna step in the arena.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a central nigga. Southside rain, so nigga. Any feel across the Flint River. Also like that nigga P. Miller. I wanna title like that nigga.
My sheet.
I'm cool and I'm lean. Put a little bop on this. Make sure the opps stay pissed.
Yeah.
How I hold my wrist.
Like
when I wanna flex, like going at the house, like ooh.
Hey.
Put inside the box, like ooh.
Hey.
Do the money dance, like ooh.
Hey.
Feel like on a man, like ooh.
On a man.
We don't really care, like ooh.
Hey.
Bitties, man, she super thick, who in the shit? Laughing and drinking, but she would be posting, man, shooting the shit.
Hey.
With the mix, feeling the vibe of the beat. I like how that 808 hit. The opps stay pissed.
Yeah.
How I hold my wrist.
Like
when I wanna flex, like coming at the house, like ooh.
Hey.
Fresh out the box, like ooh.
Hey.
Do the money dance, like ooh.
Hey.
Feel like on a man, like ooh.
On a man.
We don't really care, like ooh.
Hey.
Like red blood, like ooh.
Hey.
Pressing on the bell, like ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in to MN Live Radio. That was RGB with the song called Woo. You will be seeing us promoting it all week, next week, probably a little bit longer than that, because Woo has a big, big mentality of a mindset of positivity on how we finna be stepping out of this quarantine. You feel me? All right, you guys, if you know any artists, any DJs with hot mixes, have them send all that in to mndesignsmedia@gmail.com. If the artist is full, got everything together, you know, music, promos, all of that, yes, send that in to mndesigns, that's media@gmail.com. All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. This your girl Nala on MN Live Radio, and I'm riding out.